Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is May the 4th be with you, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I am Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you, too.
All of the Padawans and Jedis out there.
Yes.
Happy 4th.
Shall we celebrate with a beer?
That sounds great. What letter are we on?
We are on the letter J this week. We're going to start with just the juice. I didn't do this on purpose, but our beers tonight are essentially like breakfast.
Okay.
We have an orange pastry sour. I believe that's what this one is. An imperial pastry sour ale with blood orange, mango, apricot, and vanilla. And then the other one later is going to have espresso.
I like it.
But this is Just the Juice by Prairie Artisan Ales. I believe they're out of McAllister, Oklahoma.
This would have been really good when I was looking for orange cans.
Oh, yeah, it would.
I can't remember if orange or yellow was really hard, but one of those was.
I think, yeah, one of those two was. Like to cheer to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy. Cheers. Mm.
This is lovely.
Yes, it is. That's the perfect, like, orange juice beer.
I feel like we should have a guest really quick. I think he'd lose his mind. Is that okay?
Yep. Nope. I think he'll love this. So bring him on.
Hey, would you like to try this beverage? No pressure. It's so like soft and orange juicy.
It's definitely creamy. Almost like an orangesicle.
What do you think?
That's good. It's thinner than a creamsicle, but it's very good. It's very orangey and mangoey and apricotty and vanilla-y. And yeah, it's pretty good. 7.5. All right.
My husband loves sours.
It's good. As a the aftertaste is the pastry part. It always gets me on sours. I like it sour. I don't like the pastry flavor. I feel like if I want to have pastry, I should just eat something gluten-based.
I mean,
I love it when it finishes crusty.
Oh.
I mean, there is often gluten in, or not, yeah.
I want
lactose, never mind.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think it's really great.
It's good.
I really like
this beer that
one.
We could actually agree on.
That's very good. Thank you for sharing.
Goodbye, husband.
Bye. Okay.
And I think you were saying one other thing about it, and I may have missed it.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Didn't want to miss it.
I know that it's tasty, and I would give it at least 4 stars, probably 4.5 stars.
This is definitely like a sour that I could almost like have multiples with if I wanted. And
The nice thing with it being a pastry sour, fortunately, it's not too sweet, like overly sweet.
That's really good to know.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, for me at least, that can be an issue.
Nice. Good choice.
Thank you. We can thank our friends down at El Bait Shop.
Oh, did they introduce us to it?
No, I was trying to figure out where I could find J Beers.
Okay.
And I also didn't feel like going to the grocery store. So I went to blocks down the street and...
I didn't know they had cans beers.
Oh, they do. They've
got
that's
awesome.
They have, in addition to their 243 beers on tap, they have at least 75 plus cans and bottles.
Wow, I had no idea. I never knew they had cans.
And you can buy them to go, and they'll do even like a discount on them. So like 6-pack, you get 10%, and like a 12-pack, you get 20% or something.
Why have I been going to the grocery store?
I mean, they are a little bit spendier beers, but it's so easy.
Well, just worth it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I want to try that beer. And it's the nice thing is you can go in and buy a single. You don't have to go and buy a 4-pack or a 6-pack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have the craft brew options there.
That's awesome.
They had like 6 or 7 beers in total that had a J associated with the name.
That's awesome. That's not how it usually is when I'm looking.
I know.
Right. Well, now that we have our first beverage, how are you, Kelsey?
I am good.
How are you? What have you been doing?
I'm good. What have I been doing? Oh, my goodness. Got out for a wonderful, wonderful bike ride last night. Get this. There was hardly any wind.
Yay.
I guess
that is true.
Yeah. Last night was pretty not windy. I heard something. I'm not sure to the truth or the extent or what the basis is for it exactly, but I heard that it has been like the windiest spring in Iowa ever, like recorded.
Wow.
There have been so many days of 20 plus mile hour winds.
Well, we've had what, 3 tornadoes?
I think or so.
Storms of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems pretty high.
It is pretty high. It's been quite a windy year, and last night was gorgeous. It was only 50 degrees, but it didn't feel like 50 degrees. Like it, well, it felt like 50 degrees. It didn't feel like 30 something degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has been. Man. Exactly. So it's been really nice. It was great to get out and get fresh air and actually. So my husband runs a group on Facebook called Isle Gravel Project. And I can't remember. I'm sure I've mentioned it at some point.
It's good to have a refresher though.
Mm-hmm. But we started a weekly gravel ride every Tuesday, going to different places throughout the metro around Des Moines. And we have 2 different courses where we've got like a short course that's like 15 to 22 miles or so. And a longer course that's usually around 30 miles. And we had 17 people show up last night, I believe.
Yay!
That's awesome.
That's super awesome.
And we had people that were of all like levels. Like you're brand new. This was their first gravel ride. I've ridden the tour of the Tour Divide down the divide of, you know, the United States. It was pretty awesome. Everybody got along and we had a really great time last night.
Yay.
I think you could say that I've just been doing a lot of knitting and bike related stuff in the last week.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I could go on more. I've got a bike race coming up and my mountain bike is finally in the shop.
That's awesome.
So it's getting much needed love and a new cassette so that I don't run my knee into it again.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just a setup like thing where, or did the cassette like move? Like what was the...
So this is a bike that I have borrowed. Well, it's Cole's bike originally. And I've been riding it in the last year or so. And it needed a new wheel because he had damaged it in an accident. And so I replaced the wheel last year, and with it, I got a new cassette, and it somewhere on the, well, it was a new to me cassette. It had been used. It had been on that tire before.
Oh, should wheel we before. Explain what a cassette is? Because I just
learned what cassette is. Sure. A cassette is the thing on the back of the thing on the back of the bicycle, essentially, that has all these cogs that are your different gears. Often you'll see anywhere between 9 and 11 like rings on the back of a bicycle, and that's what allows you to move between different gearing.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Please continue to your regular schedule explanation story.
So I had to end up getting a new cassette, and hopefully it should be here coming up. But of course, with everything, supply and demand and shortages of everything. They don't have any in right now. That's okay. But it's Like I was saying, it was Cole's bike. It's a Trek Excalibur. It's one of the first years. I think it was 2012.
That's such a fun name.
I know. I call it the Sword in the Stone.
Perfect.
On my Strava. And getting it set up to ride at least one mountain bike race. And just really, I want to ride it on the trails this year and get some good practice on it. So yeah, I think that's what I got going on.
That's awesome though. That's lots of good things.
You had some good riding last night too.
I did. So we were biking with the Fat Tire group, or I guess mountain biking group. Sometimes they mountain bike. I always have my Fat Tire. And it rained, I think, that morning and on Monday a little bit. So I already kind of expected that we weren't going to go into the trails. And we get there and there's a guy in our group named Trevor. And he's like, hey, what do you think about biking to Camp Dodge tonight? I'm like, sure. Why? He's like, well, I'm locked out of my apartment. I left my keys at work. And the owner of the shop, Jerry, was like, we need to get more miles in anyways. I'm like, that sounds great. I've always wanted to get more miles in. Right. Not that I get a lot of miles in, but like there's some nights, especially when it's really cold, we'll do like 4 miles because when we did something, I'm like, yeah, oh, it's like nice. Let's go do something. It's interesting because there's not like, you can kind of do the trails, but you end up pretty much going all over to do that.
Right.
And part of it's closed where we would want to go. So it was kind of some zigzagging and figuring out, which he had just done that morning. So he like biked to Fort Dodge to work and then biked back and then realized he didn't have his keys. Oh, poor guy. And so we biked to it. And then Brian and Trevor went inside because none of the rest of us could because we aren't military. And then on the way back, I was like, well, it's not too far for us to like swing over to somewhere different to eat. And Leah was like, let's go to MST. And I'm like, what is that? And it is a Motley School Tavern. And it is right across from Snooki's, which is a Des Moines favorite.
Oh,
it's new-ish.
I was going to say, it used to be something else.
Chef's Kitchen.
It was something else before then, I think.
Yeah, it's been a few things. Well, when we lived there, it was Chef's Kitchen. I think it switched to something else for a short while. And now it's Motley School Tavern or MST. And so their menu like constantly changes because they do everything from scratch. So it's whatever they get. Huh. And so I'm sure there's like some consistencies, but this is the only time I've been there. And it's cool. They had this soup that was totally different. And I had a burger that was wonderful. And yeah, it was cool. It was nice.
Nice.
So we did that and then we biked home. I'm not as strong-willed as Kelsey. I was a little cold, but
no,
I was good. I had like sleeves and a jacket on and I was fine.
I had my winter riding pants on, my cover shoes and a jacket and a layer of wool.
Nice. And I had a face thing too. What are those called?
A buff or a balaclava?
Just the bottom. So I think, is that a buff?
Mm-hmm. That's a buff.
Sweet. So I did that and I'm pretty sure that's the furthest I've biked in one trip with my fat bike. So it was really cool.
That's awesome. I think you're probably right on that.
I think I'd either gone like 15 or 17 miles another like Sunday bike ride, but I don't think I've done that.
That's a pretty good ride. I don't even go that far on my fat bike often.
I actually, while we're getting ready, like I'm by far the slowest person in our group. I was like, should I bike back to my house and get my road bike? Which I did good. It was really hilly, kind of in the first, I don't know, 3 miles. And so I was kind of back, but they only really waited for me a few times, just like because we wanted to cross all the intersections together.
Oh, sure.
And then I kept up after that. And on the way home, I was fine. So.
You just needed a warm up.
Yeah.
I have that issue sometimes.
The beginning was hard. I was like, oh, man, like I'll make it. I'm just going to be slower than everyone. Like, I never doubted that, but.
I've gotten okay with being the slow one. It took me a long time to feel comfortable being the last person. But fortunately, most of the people I ride with don't care. They just want to see everybody have a good time.
That's awesome. And really, I don't know, that's really what matters. And it's funny, like, I never mind waiting for people, but I always feel bad.
I do too. It's the same way. And honestly, I've really, you know, coming back to our weekly ride, like, it's been fun to see people learn how to be in a group and ride with other people. And
nice.
Because it's a different situation than, you know, riding by yourself.
That's a good point. Yeah, and then on bigger news, I guess, last weekend was my sister's Illinois wedding reception.
Yes!
So she got married in October, but it was just like a family-only thing in Colorado, and most of her friends are and family is in Illinois. So we had a reception at this really neat place. It was kind of... I don't know, it has these really cool chandeliers. I don't know if I'd call it industrial completely, but it's kind of like a older brick building. So it had a lot of really neat character to it. And it's actually like a print studio most of the time, but then they do events too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So kind of like where you guys did your reception.
That's true. Kind of a similar concept. And it was fun. And I don't know, I just didn't expect to like be catching up with as many people as I did. And it was really cool. There's just people I haven't talked to in a while because I'm in Iowa and pandemic and everything. And to like just have longer conversations with people is great. Food was great. They had sushi as part of the appetizers and tacos as the lunch. And that's perfect. What's better than that?
Not much.
Yeah. And Riker liked the sushi. I think he had 3 pieces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One piece he was like carrying around for a while. He's like so excited about it.
Mom, what is this? It's something new.
Yeah, so I guess now we know if we want to get sushi, we can probably bring it home and enjoy it with him.
That's cool.
I don't know. My sister like dressed up and I dressed up and it was fun. It was a nice day, a nice weekend at home. I got caught up on some knitting projects, so that was really nice.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a lot to talk about today.
I think that's me. If I'm forgetting something. Hopefully my sister will tell me. I guess she's still listening to us.
Oh, that's cool.
Still listening to us? That's awesome.
I hope it was awesome. Yeah.
It was. It was very fun. And I think she had fun and it went really smoothly and
good.
That's cool. So you had this really great segue.
I wasn't trying to cut you off.
No, I thought it was great.
Let's see here. Shall we move into some announcements?
Beautiful announcements.
All right. So first up, we have you on our fiber challenge.
Oh man, yeah. Me? Okay.
Unless you want me to go.
No, that'd be fun because I am temporarily ahead of Kelsey.
You are.
It happened, guys. At least once.
And you're ahead of me by a good portion, actually. I just need to finally finish some things, man.
You will. You'll do awesome.
I'll get there.
But yeah, we did our drawing 2 episodes ago. We got address information, so that's either mailed out or will be.
It will be. So, Perla, by the time that you hear this, you should have it.
Whoop, whoop. Don't forget to use the hashtag GravelKnitStash. And then our submission form is linked on our show notes, on our website, I think on our Instagram, too. So you can submit your entries in there. It's never too late to kind of start, either. So if you're... Yes. Starting halfway through the year or starting like second quarter like it is now. It's kind of fun to track and see where you're at. I don't know.
So. You can jump. Yeah, exactly. You can jump in at any time. And whenever you joined us, go ahead and start from the day that you join us.
Exactly.
I'm currently at the very bottom of the scoreboard.
I am second to bottom.
And there's been a back and forth between Emery and Shannon for a little bit. They're both it is. Emery's Shannon by about 300 meters right now.
I mean, these steins are really cool. So
they are
totally worth it to try to win.
I can't wait to get it at the end of the year.
I'm gonna try. Maybe I should have just gotten myself like a little mini consolation one.
No. I'll handle the consolation prize.
Oh no.
I've got some old PBR downstairs.
I'll drink PBR.
Will you drink a year old PBR?
I might try a sip and then decide.
Perfect. All right. Next, you can support us on Patreon if you so choose. There are a couple different levels offering a Discord chat room that has been very chatty lately, which is fun.
I've had some really fun and really important conversations, I think.
Yes, very much so. And we have Knit Night coming up.
Mm-mm.
Though I'm not sure if this episode will be out before or after then. You can look forward to that every 2 months.
Yeah, we have fun. So if you would like to support us, otherwise support us by sharing or letting anyone know about the podcast.
Yes. So one of the conversations that came from our Discord, one of the topics that's come up recently is the leaking of the ruling on Roe v. Wade from the Supreme Court.
This is wild.
Man, it sucks.
Like,
thumbs down big time. We don't want anyone to, I'm not sure what to say here.
I think I'm kind of in shock. Like, how is this happening?
It's something that's been a part of our country for the last 75 years. And while there are good things, bad things to both sides, pros and cons, every way you look at it, it is still a very important topic. And we urge you to help if you... blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's hard. And it's hard because, like, politics are just so hard and everything feels so black and white. But I think overall, this is kind of a negative thing for our country.
Yes, I would agree.
So this is our chance to kind of speak up and do something.
And with that, so there are several things that are going on that we've seen. There's been one of our listeners, Shannon, has stepped forward with their local Planned Parenthood and are working to help put together a raffle of different knitting things, I'm not sure what all items are going in, but they're working with their local Planned Parenthood to put together a raffle to help support their Planned Parenthood, which is awesome. I believe Caitlin is helping to give some.
I heard washcloths and I was like, yes.
I can do washcloths.
Love them. And I think nothing's too small or too big. And if you would like to participate in that specific raffle, just message us and we can figure out how to get that to Shannon.
Yes. What you could do outside of that is set up something with your own local Planned Parenthood, planning to at least make a donation to Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, which is our local Planned Parenthood. There are some other things going on that are helping to either raise awareness or raise funds, such as dyers who are dyeing specific colorways with portions of their profits going towards Planned Parenthood or the ACLU. By the time that this episode goes live, this order will already have happened, but I'm sure there'll be other ones. But there are some other things, such as like a dyers who are dyeing specific colorways and putting those up for sale and profits. And one that we want to highlight in particular is Maddie of Watts Yarn Company. She's got some awesome yarn. She's doing a colorway and the colors of Planned Parenthood, and I think it's pink and white and teal, maybe black, something like that.
So excited.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I know as of the last I looked, she'd already raised $150.
And it's been out a day.
Yes, not even a full day.
That's so cool.
So that's pretty awesome. Thanks, Maddie. When I was doing a little research on it, I do want to highlight a website that I found called thestatusofwomendata.org. And there was a specific one that had a bunch of information on reproductive rights and showed a different map of different data. For instance, the score of reproductive availability, like reproductive rights. So the state of Iowa gets a 19, which is a C+. Or sorry, we get a state rank of 19. Our score is 3.8. That's pretty low. A C+ gets us a ranking of number 19. I'm sorry for people in other states.
Mm-hmm.
Although our legislature here has not done a lot for reproductive health in the last few years either.
No, I could go on and on, but I won't. You did awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's important to say, and I don't think it's easy to say stuff like this.
It's just one of those topics that we both feel pretty strongly about and
definitely
want to show our support toward. Anyway, back to your regular scheduled podcast. Hey, Caitlin, what have you been listening to?
You had this whole plan and I just ruined it. I'm just all about ruining the segues tonight.
No. It's okay. I'll get one of them.
No. Yeah, so I'm mixing it up. And I think pretty much everyone must have already known about this one because it got an Iris Award.
What? Okay, so time out. I don't have a clue.
I did not either until a friend of mine told me about it, and I was like, oh, I'll follow it. And then I usually don't. I just, whenever a new episode pops up, is when I start listening. And so I started almost in the middle of a story that they're on right now. But Something Was Wrong focuses on a variety of things. And it isn't, I wouldn't say it's quite true crime, but it is mostly about relationships and negative relationships and how people end up finding things out. And it isn't necessarily always couple relationships, but the whole entire first season covered one relationship and how it progressed and how it started. And they explain gaslighting in this first one. And it's just fascinating. So it's not going to have it's very real life. These are real people, and it's cool. They do a really great job of telling the story, and they, at least so far, have been chronological. So you kind of get to go on this journey with them and then find out all these things that they find out depending on the story.
I'm going to have to check this one out because I have not heard of it at all.
It's called Something Was Wrong.
Okay.
And they did put in the host. She put in when she got the award, and she was so shocked. It's really touching. And I think it really has been able to help a lot of people that are in bad relationships for whatever reason they are, hearing this and kind of noticing the signs in their own life. And so she's excited that it's been able to make that impact.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we're kind of a little deeper tonight, but it was good. And I couldn't stop listening and check it out.
I'm definitely going to check this one out because it sounds like the good kind of serial-esque, story-wise.
Yeah.
I really enjoy.
Nice. So let's lighten it up. Kelsey, what have you been knitting? What's brewing?
Let's see. Where should we start? Okay, we'll start here. This is the cheeky soaker that Caitlin introduced me to last year or 2 years ago or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
This was.
It was fun to see it come up again.
I know. And I don't think this is the last one I'm going to knit for a little while. Because I swear, everyone I know is having babies. And a lot of people enjoy using cloth diapers. And these are fantastic. And it's so cute. I love ours. It's got a cute little baby butt.
And I like the way you did the stripes on it. How they just have the little, you have black stripes, they're thick stripes, and there's just one cute little line of that semi-solid blue.
Yeah, so this is actually using Maddie's yarn. And
Maddie.
Yeah, so it's her worsted weight in sapphire, which is a cool tonal blue, and sapphire's.
I almost bought that today.
I Love it. Like, it's my favorite blue ever. In fact, there's some in my stash enhancements.
All right.
But I combine that, and this, what you're seeing as black is actually a dark green.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. And it's just a Cascade Heather's forest green or something. Green, okay. Heather. It is so cute with it. It's just a nice, perfect little contrast. And one thing about the Cheeky Soaker is that it's more of a recipe than a true pattern. Because she gives you options for like 6 different waistbands and different size, and like, I don't know, 6 different sizes and all kinds of options. So I kind of just made mine up as I went along. And I did a fold over waistband. So I'm going to do an enclosed I-cord drawstring.
Cool.
So that's what I have left to do on it, actually. I just need to do the I-cord drawstring. And then I chose that I'm going to go back and like double stitch this down so that it encloses the I-cord afterwards, rather than trying to pick those up together and feed in the I-cord afterwards.
Okay.
And she calls for a 3-needle bind off where you join the like crotch part to the front. And instead of doing the 3-needle bind off, I just grafted it together.
Okay.
And I'm going to add at least a little bit of a cuff on the legs, if not full legs.
I think that really does make a difference.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It helps seal everything.
Perfect. So I'll make sure I put at least a little short cuff on those. And so that's cute. Fun. I'm doing it. Yeah. I kind of want to knit more because I did that most of it in a day.
Nice. Yeah. Is that DK or worsted?
I did this one in worsted.
Okay.
You could probably do it in DK too and just make a smaller size or a larger size and go down a needle size.
Okay.
Really cool. Easy to combine different yarns for and all kinds of things. To go with that, though, I am working on a little vest in the same sapphire.
Oh, look at that cable.
It's not a cable.
Oh, because it's got the yarn overs.
It's almost like a little lace-like texture.
Okay. It gives really cool movement.
Yeah, it does, especially with the blue. This is the Julian vest by, I'm probably going to butcher the name, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Rhea Budrovich? Not quite sure, but it'll be in our notes. But it's just a cute little, like, 12-stitch repeat across the center front. And it's a little vest. And I'm using that same green and the sapphire heather again. Or the sapphire.
Oh, okay.
So then they can go
as see the green now.
So they'll be a little set.
So is that in the round or flat?
It's in the round for the vest.
Okay.
The vest is in the round. I'm just at the point where I bound off for sleeves because it's worked bottom up. Mm-hmm. So it's worked bottom up. And it's not sleeves. It's just the arm openings. You work for, I added an extra repeat. So I did 5 repeats of the 9-row pattern. Made it a little bit longer because it's never hurts to have longer on a baby.
Smart.
I'm currently confused because I think the numbers are off for setup on the arm separation. So I was working on that when we started. It's currently in a momentary timeout.
Okay.
I have to make sure and do the math because something's not adding up as far as how many stitches to work on for just the front and just the back. That's really been fun too. I started that this morning.
On a roll.
I had a lot of Zoom meetings, man. It's been a week. Next up, like I said, I've been doing a lot this week, the last couple of weeks. This is my slipping sideways sweater.
Those colors are very fun.
Oh, I love them. They look so much better, like from a distance almost, or make more sense from a distance.
Okay.
You get a better appreciation, I feel. Anyway, this is the Slipping Sideways sweater. It's by Turquoise Toque Designs. I'll have to look up her actual name, but that's who I know it by right now. What I do like about the design is it has 10 different sizes, ranging from 30 inches to a 60-inch bust, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked in multiple parts. So it seemed you work the front and the back center pieces. So that's what I'm working on right now is the back center. And it's got this cool little slip stitch. So essentially kind of like a linen stitch motif to it. But it kind of, and then you've got it offset with some stockinette rows. So it almost gives it like a woven look.
Okay.
Using size US 2.5 with a fingering weight yarn in BFL that is scrumptious, and I'll talk a little bit more about later. But it is flying right along, and I almost had the back panel done. I'm hoping this will be a present for my mother.
Yay!
Yeah, it'd be her first sweater I've actually knit her.
Cool.
Oh, so I'm using like a turquoise color. It's actually like variegated leftover or one of a kind. And then a brown called, oh shoot. It's not called a shoot. It's.
That is staying in. It's not called a
shoot. Oh shoot. We'll call it a shoot. It's called Dip Me in Chocolate.
That makes sense.
Perfect color for the wonderful chocolate brown that it is. And so you do the front panel and the back panel, and then somehow you either pick up or attach a couple side panels and then pick up for the sleeves or something to that extent. Obviously, I didn't read the pattern thoroughly yet.
Hopefully they're the same thing. I just, like, I want to make it, so I'm doing it.
Like, I'll figure it out later. For the most part, I read through most of it, just didn't read all the fine details. But I'm using those two colors together for the front and the back panels. And then I'm pretty sure I'm going to add in this pink color.
Fun.
For the sides. So then it'll be the pink and the brown on the sides.
Okay. That'll be nice. Those are fun.
Yeah. I'm really liking it. And the BFL is so lovely to work with.
How do you say that? I don't even know what I'm working with right now. I'm working with super rough merino, bamboo, and
viscose flex, so some kind of synthetic. But what were they all again? It was merino and something and something.
Bamboo, viscose, bamboo, viscose from bamboo, and then viscose flex.
So your little flex are definitely a synthetic, and that's, they won't really. I'm excited about your yarn.
Hey, me too.
I still have my Susie cardigan going. I almost picked up for the pockets this afternoon.
So close.
That's all that's left is those tartan pockets. I just need to do it. I'll mention one more thing because I am actually trying to make an effort on my blanket for the blanket along for the 2Us.
Okay.
At least that's what I've determined my granny square thing is now going to be. It's definitely going to be a blanket.
Giant square. I can't wait to get back to my blanket too.
Ugh. I made, let's see, since the last time I saw you, I've added 5 rows.
Wow.
I think the last time I was here. They get bigger and bigger each row. They do. And so now it's probably 40 inches across, 36 inches across from like side to side. I think I would like to go at least 60. I'd like it to be my arm span. So that'd be at least if I do a 60 or 64 inch width, it'd be the same length. And then I want to put on a border. That's making good progress. I have a green I want to go put in. And I think a pink is next. Or sparkly teal.
Sparkly teal.
But I've definitely made progress. And it's making me very happy just to sit here and work on my giant granny square.
It's making me happy to look at it.
It's so pretty. The colors just make me so happy.
They are really fun. And now it's on Kelsey's head for those of you who are listening on audio.
I think that about does it for what I've really been working on.
Excellent. You're doing lots of good stuff.
I have. It's just been a real delight to knit lately.
I think I am going to start with my dishcloths. So I want to like be able to knit other things on my bike, but I also want something that I can just kind of leave, like if I don't bike on that bike for a while.
Right.
So I've decided to do dishcloths and like the very basic like eyelet grandma's dishcloth. I think it's like what they call it.
Is it grandma's favorite dishcloth?
Yes. Yeah. So I have one in Planned Parenthood theme colors. And I decided to mix it up. I'm using Lion Brand's Re-Up. So it's that recycled cotton.
Okay.
And it's kind of a thinner yarn. And the needles I grabbed were a little bit thicker. They're 11s. So I was like, why don't I mix it up and hold one double? Like I haven't made a dishcloth held double with two cottons. Like I've done it with scrubby yarn. And so I started off with the black and cotton candy. And I think about halfway through, I'll add switch the cotton candy for the aqua.
Ooh, that'll be cool. That'll be fun for you.
Thanks. And hopefully I'll get it done in time. I think we have like 6 to 8 weeks. So
okay. I hadn't heard any more details.
Yeah. And then I have one also on my road bike. I've already made one, which is my FOs. So now I just have the rest of this ball of Lily Sugar and Cream. And it is in the Crown Jewels Ombre, which is like a variegated, but I'd say it's white based. And then it has a purple and like a bluish green color and a blue that kind of goes through it. So,
yeah. Okay.
They're fun.
Did you post that one in the Discord the other day or did you send me that one?
I think I did both. I try to do both. I know it's on Instagram though.
Okay.
Or at least the previous one is. This new one, I don't even know if I have pictures of it yet because I just started it. Yeah, the colorway is fun and it's something that I can knit on and not think too much. And hopefully someday I'll graduate to having like a vanilla sock in each bike. But for now, I think I'm in a good place with those.
Well, you haven't really made a lot of dishcloths lately, so it's good to have new ones.
It's true. And I signed up for a test knit.
What? I am shocked.
I know. I keep saying, like, after this test knit, I'm going to finish things.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, if I do say so. So this is Kino Knits. She is continuing this theme. So she has these two megaliths hats. She has it in a bulky and I think it's a DK.
I think it's DK too. Okay.
And so she just made socks. And I don't know if she's published them yet or not. Which I'm actually making for Kelsey because I found out that my gauge on my socks have been way off. But they fit Kelsey perfectly. So I'm going to finish that second sock at some point and give them to her. But that was a great test knit too. And so now she's making a tee. So yay. I'm doing that. I'm excited about it. I'm literally casted it on tonight.
And I love that pink.
After having like 50 breakdowns on which yarn I should use and if I was actually getting gauge, like even when it counted it out, I'm like, is this actually correct? Am I actually, is this right?
Did you right?
I don't know. And I just want to do a good job. And knows if I can finish this I think the deadline is June 18th.
You can do it.
I don't know.
You can do it.
Because when I looked at the yardage requirements, okay, this is great. I just finished that shawl that I test knit in. And I'm like, well, that was 550 meters. And it's like, I looked at it and it's like, oh, it's 327. I'm like, oh, that's all a T is. I got this. That's color one.
Oh,
not even the color you're using most of.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because what? It's a three color T, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. So the top is one color. And then we've got the color work pattern that her pattern of all these revolves around. Which is fun. It's 1x1 and then 3x4.
Okay.
And then it's another color on the way down. And it has this like super thick like waistband section ribbing at the bottom. And I think I'm going to love that.
I'll have to take a look at this one. And I have no way
I think there's still spots open.
I have no way doing that right now.
I mean, do I have time? Does anyone have time?
I mean... Prior,
I believe in you.
I chose this theme this quarter theme for the Make It Your Own Make Along that Lisa Fireman does as things in existence. That's really where my focus is right now.
Yeah. After this test knit, I'll be also in that focus, I think. I think that's what I have.
You did touch some socks.
That's true. I did touch some socks. Oh, no, I casted on more socks.
Thick socks three ways.
I did some more Thanksgiving socks when I went to a movie with my friend. And so those are going to. And I am using New Garden Yarns Delphinium. So I'm using that on the cuff with some white yarn. And then I'm going to keep the white yarn and work on getting rid of or using up more of my chroma from Knit Picks, because they're holding up great. I actually washed my first pair this weekend and dried them.
Nice.
They squeeze back up to their original size a little more and they fit great. The color is still there. So I'm excited about that. So go Knit Picks.
Nice.
I know I held a double, but the one yarn is a single ply. It has nylon. But
right. And as long as it's got that, it seems to be doing okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I've gotten a lot of joy out of them. So
sometimes, Caitlin, it's okay to break the rules.
Yeah. Okay. So that's actually it for me, I think, what I've been touching. I'm glad you brought that up, though. Those socks and New Garden Yarns are awesome.
Oh, she's had a lot of good stuff come up. She went on a trip and she has a new yarn colorway inspired from her trip. It's pretty pretty.
Yay. Don't know if I've seen her. I liked how she posted a lot of her photos from her trip, though.
Right. And she used some of those photos as her inspiration. So that was all cool. Right.
So I think we're at FOs. I did finish my first beverage, but I was kind of thirsty.
I did finish mine too.
Okay.
So this sounds like maybe a perfect time for our next beer. A very fun name. This could be a very interesting beer. I had know nothing about it. I didn't look into it. I chose it purely on the name.
I mean, they had to love it to call it such a cool thing.
I know. And this can is awesome. And I think it's perfect. It's got the Saucer Squadro Assault on it. So this is Java Berry Pinball. It is a black currant, dark chocolate espresso sour.
You guys can't see, but on the side it says, roll me gently, keep me cold, drink soon. So I did roll it on my table.
I did roll it too.
It makes me feel like I'm making like cinnamon rolls.
Oh, maybe it'll be like drinking cinnamon rolls. Oh, goodness.
Oh, it got me.
It got me too.
And my pattern a little bit, but that's okay.
Oh, wow.
That's what happens when you print patterns.
Oh, this is interesting.
Oh, there's a lot. I'd go complex with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm still tasting things, and I'm done with my sip already.
Wow.
I feel like it starts and ends with a chocolate kind of espresso feel, but then there's like this sour fruitiness.
It is definitely a low to high to low. It has very distinct flavors. The currant definitely gives it the bite, and the chocolate espresso is very strong. In a good way, not like super overpowering. One thing especially that I like is that as it lingers, as it dissipates in your mouth, like the espresso doesn't leave an acidic, acrid taste in your mouth.
But definitely finishes coffee.
It definitely finishes coffee. I should have made pancakes tonight. Like I said, we had breakfast beers tonight.
We're good.
I like this one.
I did this too.
This was by Hoosier Brewing out of Greenwood, Indiana.
It's definitely like a journey every sip. Like there's definitely like a beginning, middle, end going on.
Very much so. It's a long finish. Like it's definitely a good savoring one.
Fascinating.
I like it.
Well, Kelsey, now that we have our breakfast beer number two, what have you finished?
I'm going to start with the one that I don't have in the notes.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. I still need to block it and wash it. But my Possess printer mitts, I used the leftovers to make a hat. Oh, which I wore my Possess printer mitts a bunch over the weekend with the bike race a couple weekends ago.
Nice.
Yeah, they were super handy. But I used the leftovers to make a hat. And I kind of incorporated the same design. I took the main stitch pattern. It's kind of hard to see here. Oh, there we go.
The yarn's very fun for it, though.
It is. And Caitlin has matching yarn. But I modified the stitch pattern from the mitts to make a hat. And it fits pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty perfect for like a nice little beanie fit. I think I used 60 grams for it. The other on the mitts, I used all but a tiny little bit.
perfect.
Yeah. It's gonna be nice. And the unfortunate thing is, like, when you're knitting with this yarn, there was definitely a lot of dye use, and it will wash out some, but it's just the excess that wasn't completely washed out. So it's gonna feel a little stiff, but it'll definitely soften. So it just needs to get washed, and then it'll be nice to wear just in time for it to be 80 degrees next week.
Yay, 80 degrees.
I'm looking forward to it. And this was Possessed Printer. I'll have to look up who it was by, but it's definitely will be in our show notes, and it matches my mitts from before. I got to count it for last quarter in the Fiber Nymph Make It Your Own Make Along, as my theme being the Midwest, because the colorway was called Omaha. And last time I talked about some yarn that I got from A Whimsical Wood in the Winter Set Strong colorway, which is part of one of her things that she designed to go or make a hat that's called Happy Clusters, which were so, so much fun. They just made me so happy. And this is the adult medium. So far, I've made an adult small and adult medium. And you kind of create these clusters. And she gives you multiple options of, like, what kind of clusters to make. So these are what she calls a heart cluster. And you kind of dip down and pick up below the stitch. And they're fun. Yeah, so the colorway is Winter Set Strong, which was made to raise funds for the tornado that went through Winterset. And what I'm going to do is sell the hats that I've now made and the profits going towards Winterset. So I have one more skein in this colorway and one skein in F That Tornado.
That's so pretty.
I want to make a hat for myself out of the F Tornado. But I think I should have enough for, like, three more hats for. So it would be a total of 5 hats out of 3 skeins for funds to go to Winterset. I'm very excited. I really enjoy that knit. It was so simple. It looks a little complicated, but Samantha has some great videos on how to do it. So that was really easy.
Very, very cool.
And last but not least is what's probably going to be one of the best things I make all year.
Okay. I'm very excited.
It's pink and sparkly and black.
And there's a really great picture of her modeling this on Instagram.
There is. I got a friend of mine to take a picture when we were out for a walk. This is the Mood Cardigan by Jeanette Sloan. It was in the Modern Daily Knitting Field Guide number 15, I believe. Which was called Open. And it was so fun. It's knit out of, I think it's Free Jazz is the colorway by Potion Yarns out of Kansas City. And it's knit in a couple panels. The actual pattern calls for lace weight held double, but everywhere listed as fingering. So I just got fingering weight and held a skein of the fingering weight. I forget what the color, the base is. And I used most of 2 skeins for it. Like, I probably had enough to maybe make the back a couple inches longer had I known that was the spot to make it longer.
Okay.
Because it's knit essentially in 2 panels, a panel across your shoulders and a panel for your back. One is knit like hamburger style and one is knit like hot dog style. If you think about it in the way of paper,
makes sense.
Yeah. So you've got one section going one direction and one section going perpendicular. And it works out really cool. It displays the yarn really well. And it is that perfect, like, lightweight cardigan that I can dress up. I can dress down. It is a little, like, wild in color, but that's okay. Like, it's the perfect thing to go with, like, a pair of jeans and a black t-shirt.
It looks great with the shirt you're wearing, too.
I put it over my sweater. Yeah. Yeah, I really love it. It's top notch. It's a very cool project. I highly recommend it.
Cool.
I knit it in just a month. Just under a month.
Yeah, you flew.
I kind of was addicted to it. So I think that's what I've got for finished object.
So finished my Tessnet shawl.
Yay!
And I think it's still only teasable, so I can't talk a whole lot about it. And I really want to. I took my sister actually took some great pictures of me this weekend. So I am excited to get to share more. But it was great. I was really excited because I was kind of intimidated by blocking it. Because it's like a rectangle and then you put the boomerang curve in it. I was like, man, I really hope I could gauge. And I triple measured everything and like put a pin like every centimeter. And I'm like, oh no, this one's not even with my arch here. And I did get it.
You're gonna have to get some blocking wires one day, girl.
Yeah. I think that might just happen the next time I go to a Yarn Junction. If they've got them. They probably do. But they have a collection. Even like the wider pins that you have instead of individual ones. But what's great is I was at my parents' house and they have one of those floor fans.
Oh, yeah.
So I put that on it and it blocked in less than a day.
Nice.
So that was great. Like I blocked it in the morning and it was dry by the evening. And
I was pretty impressed by how quickly you were wearing it. You went from done to wearing it like no time.
It was awesome. I tried so hard to finish it before I went home because I didn't want anything to like take the focus off my sister. But she was cool. I'm like, I don't mean to be a jerk, but you're good at pictures. Can you take a picture of this? Like we can go hide in the other room and then I can just throw this back in the room. But she was happy to take pictures and figure out lighting. And she was a photographer professionally for a while. So
that's right.
And I did make that out of New Garden Yarns DK, and I have plenty left. So I think I'm going to make me some DK socks.
Nice. Well, they're perfectly your colors.
Yes. Yeah, grays and purples. It was a great experience. I enjoyed the pattern. It was charted and written. It's really great. So if you're looking for a fun DK shawl, it's so cozy.
And the designer is from me to you.
Thank you. Yes. And I really hope to talk more about it, but it was a really great experience. So
very cool. We'll have to make sure that we pay attention for when that comes out.
Yeah. And because of that, I suddenly had time to finish some things because I did sign up for this test knit, but I'm like, I don't have yarn for it.
You were waiting to figure that out. So you had
all
to
the driving and all the extra time I had, or not extra time, but like after Riker goes to bedtime, I got to knit on things I need to finish. So I finally finished The Incredible Mittens by Sophia Talley, or The Drunk Knitter.
Oh, sweet. I haven't even seen the finished pair.
So I made those for my biking buddy. She loves green, so they're green. It's out of Cascade. They have this like super wash effects yarn, so it has like it's almost like spotted all the way through, but it's green.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so it was awesome to finish them. They fit great.
Good.
I did end up getting a different like snap thing because they're like convertible mittens. So like you actually knit like the entire like past your thumb is the same width,
right?
And then you do like a yarn over thing at the top and you can cinch it closed to be your mitt. And then you can on-cinch it and fold it over.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice if you're like kind of wanting like fingerless mitts, but then you have some time in between with whatever you're doing, you can pull them back up and be super cozy in between knitting your fingers.
I really might have to look into making a pair of these.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Is it in worsted weight or?
Yes, worsted.
Perfect. Maybe I'll make a pair out of whatever I have left over in the sapphire.
Yeah, that'd be so pretty. And it is written, if you don't want to do it that way, you can do it where they're just mitts too.
I like that idea though.
And I have extra, I have lots of extra elastic and little cinch things for you if you want
some. I might take you up on that.
No, like they're just going to sit here. So I finally finished my DRK Everyday Socks by Andrew.
Yay!
It's been a journey.
Oh my gosh. It has been a journey. It's been a while since you started those socks.
Yeah. And like I ended up frogging one, I think, from the heel down.
Oh, wow.
Like I already kind of knew. That was the one where I made the funny video with the cards.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
So it's been a while.
Oh.
And I did not have a lot left. I think I had, so like it has narrow stripes and then wide stripes. And I was halfway through my second to last wide stripe. So I don't know, 2 inches at most left. Like it was nothing.
Oh man.
And this is probably well known for people that make matching socks, but I don't know if this is a thing or not, but this is what I did. So I realized I was about half a row short of making my colors match, or half a row long. I don't know. So what I did is I actually started my bind off at the other end. So like halfway through the sock. I'm like, I don't really mind. Like, I'm not going to notice an extra like half row fingering, but I am going to notice if I don't have any of the other color at the top on the end of my bind off. So, and I think they match pretty well now. Cause I know where it happened. Cause there's a spot where I'm like, no, I think I need to pull this back, and I should have left it when I was doing the heel. So that's where I got a little off.
So you're just looking like where your colors match up.
Yeah. So that's how I made my colors match off, is I just ended up starting my bind off halfway through the sock instead of at the beginning of my round.
Gotcha.
So if that works for anyone, I hope it helps. I thought I was pretty clever and.
No, that definitely works for sure. I have definitely been in that spot where it's like, I honestly don't know which spot in the, where I am in the sock, and is half a row really going to matter that much?
Yeah.
Not really.
Where you're totally going to notice if you don't have the other color there.
Right. So.
And then I did finish a dishcloth. I actually started it on the lemon rind that I talked about last episode.
Yes, you did talk about it. Yep.
Yeah, so I finished it up and sewed in the ends, and now it's just hanging out in my pile of dishcloths because it looked really nice. So any ones that I like, I think are really good, I have a drawer that I keep them all in, and I either like give them to people or eventually use them myself. But I've got kind of a collection in there. Which actually, my last ones, I didn't talk about this, went to Brian's family is very involved with Optimist Club, and so they were doing, they're making like gift baskets for auction. And we had a bunch of extra casserole dishes that we've never used. We got them from our wedding. And so we took those and then put the dishcloths in between, and they created a basket out of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Some of mine went to that. So I think I'm down to like 4 now, but that's plenty to keep in my stash of dishcloth gifts.
Considering that you like having a dishcloth on the go, like constantly, that's perfect.
But that was pretty good. 4 of those.
Nice. That's a significant week for you.
And I was so glad to finally like finish like those mittens, because that should have easily been like a 2-3 week thing. Right. And then the shawl took over, and I was like, that priority.
You get sidetracked. It happened.
Yeah. And then I think those socks, like I was looking at it, I think I cast them on in November.
That's okay. Like that's under a year.
That's true. That's true.
I was looking and I saw something that you had noted you had cast on for your birthday last year.
Yep. Still there. Still sitting in. It's like this, like 4 inches of a tank top.
That's okay.
It'll be interesting to see how many years, or if I end up moving that.
I know. It'll be interesting to see for sure. You might end up moving it, I would think.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all just knit, so it's kind of easy to keep it in this car, but I also would like to wear it someday.
Or here's a solution, just make Brian drive you places just because, so you can knit.
I think that brings us to what's hopping.
Yeah, what's hopping. I bought yarn this week. I did, and we'll talk about a little. I'll talk about one set of my sash enhancement right now. I'll talk about the second set later.
Okay.
The first set's kind of boring, but I got 4 skeins of the sapphire from Maddie.
I love it. So are you planning on additional projects with it? Or
I'm doing, I already have a hat that is in my little pretzels hat collection that I'm going to send with this.
And okay.
The vest and the pant and the, cheeky silver. So the diaper cover, the vest, the hat are going to the baby. And then I have a pair of socks too. So I have the hat and the socks are completely in sapphire. Then the vest and the soaker are in the green and the sapphire. And then I want to make a matching pair of the socks for the mom. And I think a hat for the dad. So then they'll all have like a piece.
That's so fun. Coordinated,
but it won't be like super matchy. So, and then I just wanted to have some extra of it because I would love a sweater that uses that blue. Because it would look really pretty with my eyes.
Definitely. Would it be, so are you thinking like something stripey or all blue, or where were you?
I'm thinking color work.
Fun.
There's some Jennifer Steingass patterns that I've really been coveting and really, really, really want to do.
Cool.
And I have some other colorways, some like Malabrigo and some other colorways, like an orange and a brown that are going to go really well with it. And I think those will work well together.
I love orange and blue.
I'm excited for this. I'm talking like a dark burnt orange. Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
I love all orange. All orange. Orange is awesome. I need more pink and I need more orange in my life.
Yes, for sure. So I think that does it for my Sash and Hansons I'll talk about right now.
Okay. So with a Watts Yarn having this donation cause event, I partook, and I think someday I'll spin, but right now I'm just not, that's not where I'm at. So I got her 2-ply sock yarn in her Protect Our Productive Rights. So it's mostly roving, but I went with the sock yarn for it. So I'm really excited about that. And Kelsey kind of already talked about the colors, but it's awesome. And I can't wait to like wear them and show my support in that way too.
Do you have any thoughts on what pattern you might use yet? Or are you just going to let it speak to you?
Yeah, I'll have to see what it looks like and where it wants to be. Like I'm on a bit of a sock knitting kick, I think, but at the same time, I really want it to be visible. So
sounds like a good idea.
And then I got in her Funfetti DK base, which does have nylon in it. So sky's the limit on this. Black is such a happy color.
Oh, I'm so glad you got that color. That's the color I'm obsessed with.
I love it. I am so excited to see it. And I like, from what I could tell, it has some variation in the black too. There's just a lot of interest in it.
Did you get the fingering weight or the DK? Okay. DK. I have the fingering weight version in that, but it's
Yes.
Oh, that's what I used on my Bright Access tee last year.
Oh.
Was the fingering weight version.
Okay. I love that tee.
And it's going to be the sleeves of my scrappy V-neck.
And then I actually went to my Ravelry queue and I was like, what was I actually planning on knitting next? And there's this hat by Isabel Kramer, and I knitted my first sweater was knitted as one of their patterns.
Oh, yes, it was.
And it's the Jelka hat, which is a worsted weight. It's a basic, I'd say it's kind of like a basic colorwork hat. I don't think I even have to carry floats. But I think it's really fun, and I actually am running out of hats in the mornings when I'm running because it's still cold, which by the time I knit this, it won't be, but I'll be ready for next year or next, not next year, but winter.
Yeah, definitely the fall.
So I chose 2 colors for that. And so I got in both worsted weight, there's an extra charge and haversack.
Oh.
And so there's an extra charge is a semi-solid pink. It's pretty bright. And then the haversack is, I'd say, like a medium gray.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about doing a hat in this, correct?
Yes.
Very cool.
Did you have another idea? Because I'm all yours.
No. Okay. I'm not sure.
I thought they'd be fun together, and I wanted to make sure that I could have, like, a gentle introduction to wearing pink, like a bright pink. So I thought having like the little like flower design as a pink and then the bulk of the hat being gray would be a nice intro into that.
It would be. It definitely would be.
So I got those. And then for my Kino Knits test knit with like 2 trips to the yarn store And a lot of driving everyone crazy. I'm typical overthinking it, but I just want to do a good job on this test knit. I bought this Tweedy yarn.
Oh, it's so pretty.
I don't think I've gotten anything from Haiku before, or at least I haven't knitted with it. I might have some in my stash and not realize it.
That light purple hat I knit not too long ago was a Haiku.
Nice.
What a different base.
Okay. And at the our local yarn store at Yarn Junction, they had the Tweedy version and the knot. But I thought the tweed would be really good and interesting in this.
I think the tweed will definitely give it a cool texture. I didn't realize they were carrying that tweed. So that's cool.
Yeah, they got lots of colors. And so the top I'm going to knit in this pink that we keep talking about, which I'm making a little bit of progress on my
you are
collar there. And so I'm starting with that pink yarn, which is called Flying Fuchsia. And then the middle colorwork section will have Enchanted Earth, which is this brown.
Hold that one. Oh, I love that one.
It's so pretty.
I should have grabbed that when I was in there today.
I think they have 3 or 4 skeins of it left. And then my last section will be Peaceful Purple, which will be kind of the bulk of it. I'd say it's like sternum down is the solid. And purple's my favorite, so...
They just have such, yeah. They again have like the kind of rainbowy tweedy bits and definitely a cool in thing right now. And I love it. I'm very excited about that.
Me too. I'm excited to grow into it. And it was so great having a person to talk to and choose, because I was looking at another yarn and I'm like, well, this looks thicker. And she's like, well, the yarn you have is probably not going to grow or get thinner at all when you're knitting it because of the structure of it. Whereas this other yarn will, which I did block my swatch anyways, but just good things to think about that you'll run into with a person. That's cool.
It's been really great how helpful they've been for you.
I can't count a time where haven't walked in and at least gotten a hello.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're always busy, and that makes a huge difference.
And like before they like knew me, you know, you walk in and say, oh, I'm just looking, and they'll just let you look and do your thing.
Which is nice too. Sometimes I just want to wander around for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I just want to go pet the fiber for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do that when I was a kid. My sister was in this like after school choir thing.
Okay.
And I wanted nothing to do with it, but I would always have to go and wait while my sister had choir rehearsal.
Okay.
But fortunately, down the street, there was a yarn store, which was my very first yarn store that like, I ever remember going to and actually seeing all the things. And unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. But she was around for like 30-something years in Ames.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's called the Rose Tree Fiber Shop. Rose Hill Fiber. Yeah, it was Rose Hill Fiber. And that was one of the first places I truly caught on and was so interested in thing. And just kept going down every week and touching the fiber. And it was great that she just let me come in as, I don't know, probably a 12-year-old maybe, if that. It was very cool. Sorry for the tangent, but it just kind of brought up that memory.
No, I think it's awesome. I love hearing about stuff like that. And I like hearing about like other people's lives and experiences, and
it does make it fun.
I think that's
cool. Well, it creates a good background. You get to learn things about people. I was riding bikes with someone yesterday, and I asked them, because I never knew, oh, where did you grow up? I've known this person for multiple years and never knew where they grew up until yesterday.
Well, I think that brings us to hangovers. You got any?
It does. I have a small one. Yes. Okay. So I was talking about this slipping sideways sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some colorways. Well, I bought the brown, the pink, and the blue. I was like, oh, I'm not sure that that's really what I was feeling. And so I had sent you a picture of what I originally had cast on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which was the blue and the pink together with another color of a different yarn.
It's still cool though.
It's still cool, but
I can see why you switched though.
Right. So I originally cast on with a US 1.5, and so like, oh, it's a decent fabric and it's going okay. So I did like 3 or 4 repeats of the pattern, and I was trying to make it work for 3 colors when the pattern calls for 2, and it wasn't quite working how I envisioned.
Okay. Makes sense. It's cool to try it though, because then you know. And then
Totally. I'm glad I did, and I'm really glad I went up a needle size, in fact, because this new fabric has so much more like drape to it.
Okay, yeah.
It has a little more give, and this one's a little stiffer. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the first one. It would have made a great sweater. In fact, I still think it would make a great sweater.
You're just going to make a better one.
I'm just making a better one, yeah. So I did all this knitting, so like 4 or 5 hours of knitting for nothing, but to be ripped out.
Good to know.
But, you know, it was an experiment, more or less a large swatch. So not necessarily a big headache. I would definitely say like irritating, maybe some ibuprofen in the morning, extra glass of water, perhaps a McDonald's burger. Yeah. That's my headache for this week. Do you have any hangovers?
Not yet. I think they're coming. Like, since I was doing more finishing things, like, I was on the second mitt, so I just needed to... Oh, no. The mittens I did.
Oh.
So when I made the first one, and I had very clear notes in Ravelry, but do you think I actually, like, read them?
No.
No. So I went down a size for the ribbing on the cuff, because the cuff was too baggy. Mm-hmm. On the first mitt, and then I in my notes very clearly said where I did my make ones to start the body of the glove.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just didn't do those.
Oh.
When I did the second one, I'm like, oh, there's 5 stitches and worsted is a lot.
It's like an inch.
Yeah, so I just finished the gusset increases on the thumb and started on like the finger section of the gloves, and I had to rip all the way down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that sucked.
Oh.
I was bummed about that because I was like, I am flying. Like, what else can I get done this weekend? Yeah, so I'd say that. That's, I don't know, at least I had like a half, like a morning hangover where I'm pretty grumpy.
Definitely. I would be.
Yeah, I'd be drinking the coffee, having the Advil. Yeah, because that was a bummer. Because it was all in front of me. Like
we went out the other night and I had an actual real hangover for the first time in a while. Yeah, it's okay. It happens, right? Like, but fortunately, it wasn't a bad one. It was definitely like a coffee, water, Advil.
Good, good. Hangovers suck.
I know why. We went to a concert.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I jumped over the place.
Whose concert?
So the lead singer of Railroad Earth, his name is Todd Schaefer, I believe.
Okay.
He and another guy who is a lead singer of Coral River, I believe, did a show at Alluvial Brewing up in Ames last Saturday night.
Fun.
So we went up and enjoyed some live music and drank some beers, and it was fantastic.
So I think that brings us to our topic.
Does. A couple of weeks ago, Caitlin went to a fiber festival.
Whoop, whoop.
And last weekend, it was my turn.
Yay.
And unfortunately, it has just worked out that Caitlin and I can't seem to go together.
Someday.
Someday. We will make it work someday, for sure. But I went to what was called Fiber Fest 2022. Put on by the Des Moines Weavers and Spinners Guild.
Neat.
And it was at Franklin Junior High, which, you know, not too far from your old place. You could have just walked there once upon a time.
Yeah, I could.
It was really pretty good. They had a small admission fee, which was fine. It's like, oh, cool. This goes to good group and their, you know, event and everything, which was great. And it was pretty small. It was like in the junior high gym. Was about all the vendor space they had going on. They also had a section, like a separate space for classes, which classes included drop spindling, felt painting, painting with wool, rigid heddle weaving.
Cool.
I unfortunately didn't know if I was going to be able to make it or not, so I didn't register for any of the classes. And by the time I got there, I was just like, I just want to be in and out and spend the day at home, because it was a gorgeous day to spend at home, as in it wasn't that great out. Anyway, there were, let's see, 22 vendors.
Solid.
It is pretty solid for a nice little local event. And they arranged everything from pre-knitted objects to alpaca fiber, 3D printed lizards, dragons.
Oh, I think that person was at the Winterset one as well.
I think they probably were. They were so kind of cool. I think a lot of the same vendors here were probably down there too.
Okay.
One that I was particularly like hung up over was called Two Guys Yarn Company.
Two Guys.
They were awesome. They had every color of the rainbow and then some. And so I talked earlier that I had a stash enhancement that I was going to mention later. Well, I got some yarn from them.
All right.
This slipping sideways sweater is using their BFL nylon base. Their BFL nylon base is called Sheep It. It's a fingering weight with 400 yards. Pretty reasonable price. It's super soft. They not only did they have a ton of colors, they had a ton of bases. And get this, it is spun in Northern Illinois from globally sourced fibers.
Nice.
So it's somewhere local to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, this is a slightly different color. This one is called Feed Me to the Bears. They were close enough that it looked about the same, and it'll be pretty reasonable, I think. But I also had a different base. Well, they had a bunch of different bases, and they were like a little more rare things. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of superwash merino nylon, for instance. BFL or bamboo, camel, silk. And then I picked up like a blue, I want to say. And it's coming across kind of gray, but it's a green.
Okay. That's kind of brownish.
Mm-hmm. It's like a brown green.
Cool.
And this base is called Diamond. It's a 50% BFL, 25% camel, 25% silk.
Cool.
And between the green and the blue, I've got 1,000 yards for a light fingering weight sweater, perhaps.
Okay.
Or something soft that's going to go around my neck. I could see like a light tea or something. I want to make something with a little color work, perhaps. They were by far like the ones that were most interesting. Like, the one guy was doing most of the talking and the other guy was spinning. And they had fiber and they had yarn. And apparently they were even at Stitches West.
Cool.
Yeah. But I really, really enjoyed them. And Caitlin has had an influence on me.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned the 3D dragons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those same people make yarn bowls. And Caitlin has had, you know, numerous yarn bowls at this point now. And I'm finally seeing the value in them.
Lovely.
But I got one. It's yellow on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got these jellyfish on the inside.
They're really colorful. They're really pretty.
And so that was a new technique for them. They're called Art 101 out of Knoxville, Iowa.
Okay.
And it's like almost like a sticker stamp that you put on. So you glaze it, then you put on this sticker thing, and it like fires like you would a glaze.
Okay.
And like the papery part kind of melts off and leaves the stamp.
Neat.
Yeah. So they had a few of these, and they're probably going to have a lot more because they sold all of them.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. I'm very excited to have this now.
It's awesome.
And there were a good number of other vendors. Almost bought some more fiber from the Alpaca Fiber Arts. She had a great sale of like 6 ounces for $20 of alpaca. And it's like, I questioned it. I was like, I don't know. But for me, I went in with just cash. I left my credit cards in the car, gave myself a limit, and I did a, like, I've listened to enough yarn festival reports, if you will. I did a lap around. I went and visited with numerous people and was like, oh, this is cool. Hey, I like this. And kind of laid out my priorities for what I wanted. And I did get held up and probably bought more from the one vendor than I planned on because he was taking a while with another customer. But it's like, these are bases that aren't common. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, that's really cool to find that.
I was very excited about that. I can't wait to knit with them. Well, obviously, because I cast this sweater on that same day.
That's cool.
I'm really glad I went. I can't wait to until I can go to the one in Winterset as well.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have some weekends in common, but that's okay. Now
we have two different
experiences to report on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I felt when I went to the one at Winterset, I'm like, oh, these are like my people. They're just spinning out like in front of everyone and like there's people sitting and knitting. It was just so nice to be around more of that.
Definitely. And even on the invitation, like, it's like, oh, bring your spinning wheel, your travel room, your knitting, or just come and hang out. And I really wish I would have had the time to really hang out. And I maybe could have, but it was a day to hang out with my husband.
Yeah, that time is really special.
But it was really fun, and I'm looking forward to going next year now.
Yay.
So I think I'll
try to plan around it if possible.
I think it's usually the last weekend in April.
Okay, cool.
If I remember right, yeah, the last weekend of April at the Franklin Junior High. I think it's almost the same place every year. It was kind of cool. They had at least a sample of the Des Moines High School Art Award winners for the year in like a side spot too.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I don't think they were associated with each other, but I did stop in and look and it was kind of nice.
Yeah. Because like how often are you going to think like, oh, let me go into this elementary school. So it gave you an opportunity to appreciate other crafts as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, that looks like the Des Moines Weavers and Spinners Guild does have a Facebook group and they have their updates and stuff there. So make sure cool. to check that out.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you got to go and still got some cool time in.
Mm-hmm.
And good idea on bringing cash because it's so easy sometimes.
It's very easy. Oh, here's my credit card. Take this. Ching, ching, ching. And you really don't know. And having that like form of a budget definitely made me think, okay, I don't need everything. What are the top things that I, yeah. A lot of people have it down where it's like, think about the projects you're working on, or is this a completely new thing, or is incredibly unique? You're not going to see it anywhere else.
I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on those bases. I think it's really fun to explore a new fiber.
Yeah, it should be good. I'm really liking this BFL 9-1 so far. I think that wraps it up for my FiberFest experience.
Excellent.
Do you have anything going on in IRL?
I don't.
I feel like earlier we got pretty deep into IRL.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of a dad joke pop in here.
I do follow that one of those Instagrams that is dad jokes, and I appreciate it.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I always get a good laugh out of those. We have somebody put a dad joke calendar by our actual water cooler at the office. So I check that out every day.
That stuff makes a difference in your day.
It does. That little bit of laughter, that little bit of happiness goes a long way, no matter who you are.
Well, I think on that note, knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com, and you can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Bruce Hughes, and on Tap as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. We'd love to hear what you think about the show. And if you do like it, please share it with someone. We would love to grow the community and help support the knitting and fiber arts. That's why we started this. So
yes. Perfect. Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.
And I went back to the yarn store today to be like, I don't know if I'm going to engage with this. I don't know if I should use this. And she actually took me outside.
Oh,
like,
really?
Showed me all the colors, like in the light. Like, let's take a look out here. And then we went back inside and she undid the hank and put it double around my neck. She's like, how do you think about this color? How do you think about this color? She like talked me down a little, I think. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I chose well. I like the pink.
Yeah, I really do. I really love our local yarn store. They are so, so good. So helpful.
They are.